What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again at the well that will never run dry. That's right. Another ticket to the termination train has been punched. Now, this short, albeit still lethal article, was published on the 20th of August. Kyle Irvin turns himself into police, charged with termination. Gentlemen, what do we typically say in scenarios like this, where a man puts on the mask, does the deed, and then turns himself in? That was a man that was extremely tired of his situation. And whatever drove him to put the mask on, he finally decided, you know what? This situation is done. I'll go ahead and join the Three Hots and a Cot Retirement Club. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Kyle Irvin, husband of 48-year-old Rashida Irvin, who was found fatally shot on August 11th, turned himself into police Wednesday morning, August 20th, just after midnight. He will be charged with termination and related offenses, according to police. Shortly after 6:30 p.m. on August 11th, officers from the 14th Police District were flagged down by an individual who reported hearing gunshots in the 6300 block of Germantown Avenue. Officers entered the location and found the 48-year-old victim inside a bathroom with multiple gunshot wounds to the torso. Put a pin right there, because that in itself is a message. A spokesperson for the Philadelphia Police Department sent a statement to the local, writing, quote unquote, medics responded to the scene and pronounced her deceased at 6:45 p.m. Rashida's business is located in the 632000 block of Germantown Avenue on the border of Mount Airy and Germantown. In a 2023 interview with the website Canvas Rebel, Rashida said she was proud to have opened the first spa in Philadelphia, specifically devoted to men's self-care. Now, on a side note, gentlemen, take care of yourself. It is not metrosexual, or it is not openly gay for you to take care of yourself. Take care of your hair. Take care of your nails. No, gentlemen, you should definitely take some time to self-care. And if anybody would say that something was wrong with you, or you might be a little fruity or zesty, man, tell them to go take a long walk off of a short pier. Nobody else is going to take care of you, so take care of yourself. If you need to take some time for yourself, do it. And On a side note, it was actually his business. But we all know the lamestream media wants to say it was her business. But let's just be real. It was actually his business. But that's neither here nor there. Let's go ahead and get back to the article and say, well. Now let's go ahead and spin the block on what I pointed out earlier. The wounds to the torso, multiple gunshots. Now let's look at where she was located. In a bathroom. Did he corner her there? And if so, why didn't he just go for the one and done to the dome? No, the fact that he shot her multiple times in the torso meant he wanted her to suffer before she fell into the abyss. Yeah. Instead of one and done, he shot her multiple times. So that right there, gentlemen, like I said, that is a message in itself. Hey, what could have drove him to go to this extreme? What could have? Now, I'm just basing this purely on speculation. Hopefully, he will actually come out and say why he did what he did. But just pure speculation. Money. That's all I can come up with right now. Money. If so, was she skimming? Did he find something in the books that set him off? Did he make the primary investment and she decided to take the business over for herself and cut him out? Many possibilities, gentlemen. Many, many possibilities. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their business. Gonna give that a 5. Method of execution, obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5 as well. Psychological impact. The cops had to be flagged down for reports of gunshots, so they had to go in and find her carcass in the bathroom. I'll give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, once again, the fact that he shot her in such an enclosed space but didn't go immediately for the headshot, yeah, he wanted her to suffer on her way out. So I'm going to give that a 20. So Kyle, kill shot Irvin, gets a score of 70. You know, there's an old saying that says family and business don't mix. Definitely sounds like the case, with this story. But like I said, hopefully Mr. Irvin will actually come out and say why he did what he did. So me personally, I'm just going to leave it as business gone bad between husband and wife. But like I said, he could come out and say it was a completely and totally different reason why he decided to put the mask on. But whatever that reason was, he felt so pissed off about it that he decided to take matters into his own damn hands. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. Give me your opinion. What do you think the motivation could have been? Leave it in the comment section. And for all you women out there, who still believe that no matter what you do, the man in your life is supposed to just sit back and take it, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally clear. The power that you believe that you have in this society, the fake protection that you believe that you have in this society, it always will go out. Feminism and the idea that men have become so emasculated that they're just going to let you disrespect them in any and all ways, that's going to go out right along with it. This woman's not the first. She will not be the last. However, I'm glad more women simply aren't getting the message. Why? Because that's more content for me to share with you guys. Like I said before, the termination train is never gonna run out of souls to collect. This is a well that will never run dry, and female fuckery is the reason why I will always have content for this series. Yeah, ladies, and I'm gonna end it with this. Whenever a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. More than likely, it will be lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.